You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, we have with us Dr. Bruce Barnes. He's the promotional director for the state of Virginia, and he's going to talk to us about an important and really helpful ministry they have called Grace Outreach that churches anywhere could take and utilize. Dr. Barnes, thank you for joining us today on the Better Together podcast.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Moody. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, share with us, Dr. Barnes, tell us about Grace Outreach. What is it?
Grace Outreach is a ministry that we've developed to help motivate more people in the local church to get involved in their local church evangelism. Oftentimes, when we've approached evangelism or trying to reach out, there's only been one or two methods that we might have used, but Grace Outreach evokes a lot of inner motivations of people. They can find a variety of different things that they can do, which will help the church overall get involved more and more in evangelism. And we're finding that more people are sustaining their involvement in evangelism through Grace Outreach.
So we know, we're reading the data that Christians in the United States are really not sharing their faith. It's really perhaps the number one problem of churches throughout North America. We're thinking mostly U.S. and Canada. What you're trying to do is make it easy for really any person to share their faith and to be able to follow up on others. And really, they can use their phone to do a lot of this, can't they, Dr. Barnes?
Oh, well, they can. And one of the advantages is, in my ministry and pastoring, you know, we would talk about soul winning and knocking on doors and that type of thing. I still believe in that as well. But there's some people that are they're unsure about what to do, how to do it. They're afraid, and maybe they shouldn't be, but they are anyway. But yet, if they can find something that helps them reach out in a way that's at present more comfortable, they'll begin to utilize that and help them to reach out. And so, yes, it's going to motivate people to get involved in ways that are, I think, a little bit imaginative, but I use the word motivational. When a person feels a desire, I think most of our Free Will Baptist people, without doubt, want to see people saved. I think most of our people want to find a way that they can reach out to someone, but they need a means to get them started. And Grace Outreach gives them almost 17 different ways that they can actually get involved in evangelism.
So let's give them a little overview of that. We need to point out, it's really hard to explain this. You know, some of you are listening, some of you are watching, but you're just seeing the two of us. If you're going to the national convention, we want to encourage you to stop by and see Dr. Barnes. You can try out. You can try Grace Outreach out and play with the app a little bit, but let's try to give them a little bit of a feel for what they would see if we were able to show them today.
All right. We have, now Grace Outreach can operate without the software that we have. It's fully developed for us, and there's also an app that goes along with it. But as you had mentioned previously, a pastor, for instance, can make assignments right off of his phone through the Grace Outreach app. He can assign phone calls or visits or for all variety of things, shut-ins, whatever it is that in the outreach. He can go to his dashboard, assign it. Those who are participating in Grace Outreach on their smart device, they will actually get that assignment automatically. They'll get a little ding on their phone or an alert on their computer or tablet. And they will see the assignment, where they're supposed to go, what they're supposed to do, or if it's a call they need to make or a letter they're supposed to write. They have all the history, all the information right there. It's available. We show them exactly what to do. There's templates for approaching and talking to people about writing letters or phone calls. And so even the participants have their own app right on their phone where they receive it. And once they're done, they can fill out the information of how that visit went or what that contact was. And when it's submitted right on their phone, it'll go back to the pastor or the administrator, and they'll be able to keep the history. For instance, if somebody gets an assignment to go make a visit somewhere, it automatically gives them mapping directions on how to get where they're going. So it's using what we feel like is some of the latest technology to ease record keeping, administration, management, as well as, you know, I've told pastors before, when they use this app, if they decide to use the software, no visit will go, they won't miss letting anything fall through the cracks. As long as they look at their dashboard, they'll know whether that visit or assignment and thing was done, and they can keep up with it.
So it really does help us to kind of make sure people don't fall through the cracks.
Yes.
And that things build on each other. It's like I can know, okay, this is a need that this particular family has, or in this particular situation, or this person knows such and such in the church. It's a way to make connections. And also, oh, well, we checked on this person 2 weeks ago, instead of like, oh, whatever happened with that, we can really track it a little bit, can't we?
Yes. And it's immediate. As soon as the information is input, it goes right back to the administrator. And they're able to, it doesn't go back to their database until the administrator actually inputs or okays it to go in there. But what's the advantage is that also if there have been places when I was the pastor where I would go make a visit at the church where we were ministering. And again, not to anybody's fault, but sometimes I would go to a door and I didn't know who had ever been there before, what the results were. And so you're kind of going blind into a situation, and I never felt comfortable about that. I'd like to have as much information as possible. And what this does, it's all right there. Anything that's put into the church's database for Grace Outreach is available for the next person making that visit. They'll see every phone call, contact, what the results were, and what they need to do when they get there.
And so instead of us just hit and miss, we're really building, aren't we, on what's previously done.
Yes, you, very much so.
You mentioned earlier, you think most Free Will Baptists, you know, we've got a goal of reaching our communities with the gospel, and you believe most people want to do that. It's just hard sometimes knowing what to do. But you also mentioned that you guys have some templates on letters. All that's right there, part of the app, isn't it?
Yes, and it's all they have to do is just press a couple of buttons. For instance, if a pastor were to assign, let's say somebody to write a letter to a first-time visitor. In our system of Grace Outreach, we ask that it be handwritten. It's been amazing to see the responses that people have given when they got a handwritten letter from somebody from the church. But there's a template that the participant can click on for first-time visitors, and it'll come up automatically on their smart device or computer. They don't have to do it exactly. They won't be thrown into outer darkness if they don't follow everything word to word. But it gives them something to, as a guide, to know what to say, what to do, whether it's a phone call or even a visit.
Yeah. So they're not just trying to do this all on their own. It does really make it a lot easier.
Yeah. There are Grace resources that we try to update continually there, and it will be ever expanding. And we even want pastors that are using the app to be able to send us suggestions so that we can build that database of more information.
Absolutely. Well, I'm telling you, I've seen it. If folks are listening to the podcast, we had a podcast about it in during the worst part of the pandemic. Yeah. And we did show a couple of things with that, if you want to take a look at that. But there's an opportunity for them to try the app out in a couple of days, isn't it? So share with us how they can track you down in Birmingham.
Yeah, we'll be there. We've got a 20-foot booth, numbers 90 and 91. So we're going to be pretty close to the doors. Just find us there. We'll have a TV up, a large screen TV, which will be attached right there where you'll be able to see what, we'll have it right on the internet where you can see Grace Outreach. And I'll take you through anything that you want to see inside the app, how it works, and all the advantages that it can have.
That's great. And so we really encourage you, if you're going to be in Birmingham in a couple of days, stop by the Virginia Free Will Baptist booth, see Dr. Barnes, find out what you can about Grace Outreach, and look and see if that's something that you and your church could take and utilize. Now, Dr. Barnes, some people can't make it to Birmingham this year. How can they track you down to learn more about Grace Outreach?
What they can do initially is go to, it's an internet site. It's www.gograceoutreach.com. So that's gograceoutreach.com. And so there's a lot of information there that will give you an introduction to it. You'll be able to see some testimonials that are there as well. And there's a link where you can then make contact with us to get more information. And I'll be glad to talk with anyone individually online or over the phone about that.
That's great. So check out gograceoutreach.com or join us in Birmingham in a couple of days. But do what you can to take advantage of this resource if possible, because God has really blessed us. In many of our communities, we've got an influx of people, or we've just got all kinds of people around us, and we really need to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dr. Barnes. A lot of investment in this app and this technology, and you guys have just done a wonderful job putting this together. We pray that many churches will take it and use it, and we pray that it'll just be a benefit of bringing many people to the gospel. But we thank you so much for what you've done to put this in the hands of so many people.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for getting this information out for us. We look forward to seeing everybody stop by the booth.
That's great. Hey, and we want to thank you all who've joined us today. Thank you for stopping in, listening to the podcast, or watching it online if you're on YouTube or Facebook. We encourage you to get it to whoever you think would be interested in it or would benefit. And remember, we truly are better when we work together for the gospel of Jesus Christ.